This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The House of Representatives is looking for a little more time to deal with the big Asia-Pacific trade package that's making its long, slow way through Congress. The end of July is the new hope for target for reconsidering the part of the deal that the House defeated last Friday, Trade Adjustment Assistance, if you recall. TAA, as it's known, started back in the 60s to help retrain American workers who lose their jobs due to global trade. There is no small amount of parliamentary and lobbying hocus-pocus going on with the votes on TAA, on fast-track authority as well, and on the TPP itself. That would be the Trans-Pacific Partnership. But the effects on actual people out there in the economy are very, very real. Ashley Gross has that story.
How often do you get to start a trade story with a little nirvana? When you drive into Aberdeen, Washington, you see a welcome sign that says, "Come as you are," a tribute to Nirvana singer Kurt Cobain, who grew up here. That grunge sound grew out of tough economic times here in the early 90s. And if you look around Aberdeen today, it seems hard times are still here. Storefronts downtown are boarded up. As global trade has grown, this part of the country has not fared well.
My dad worked at the pulp mill at Rainier over in Hoquiam, the one that's no longer there.
Brad Pirog is standing out in his yard describing everyone on his block who worked in the mills. Not many do anymore, including him. On a January day, 2009, he was supposed to work the night shift at the Weyerhaeuser sawmill in Aberdeen. In the afternoon, his buddy called and said, "Want to go fishing tomorrow?"
And I said, "Well, we got to work tomorrow." He says, "Well, no, we don't. We got some time off." And I says, what, are we laid off or what? And he said, "Nope, they just pulled the plug. The mill's done."
He'd spent 25 years working there. His wife worked there. All his friends worked there.
We weren't able to compete with subsidized Canadian lumber.
That's not the only reason, but the U.S. Department of Labor agreed that imports were a factor. So Pirog and his coworkers qualified for Trade Adjustment Assistance. It's been around since 1962 and was created as a way to say, yep, there are winners and losers when we trade, so we're going to help those folks who wind up on the losing end. Pirog went to a meeting with union reps and state officials to find out what kind of help he could get.
And I said, since I've already got an associate's degree, can I go get a bachelor's? And they said, you know, it has to be something that you can actually get a job in. And I said, well, I want to get a bachelor's in computer science.
Boom. It was like he said the magic words. They got him into a college within 3 weeks. And now, 6 years later, he's a software developer. The person who helps make all that happen in Washington State is this guy.
I'm Bill Messenger, the Washington State Labor Council.
Before this, Messenger spent more than 30 years working in a pulp mill himself.
Do you remember when you first heard of Trade Adjustment Assistance?
That would be when we were given the closure notice. I had never heard of it before.
Many people haven't heard of it, but Trade Adjustment Assistance offers benefits to about 100,000 people a year. Once he lost his pulp mill job, Messenger came to work for the State Labor Council to help workers apply for this program. He's almost like a bereavement counselor, showing up at factories right after employees find out they're losing their jobs.
Up to 800 people, 900 people, all in one facility, you know, looking at you like, what now?
Messenger says he's helped thousands of workers in Washington State get benefits. Now that program may be in jeopardy.
As a Democrat, I think I would call on my fellow Democrat colleagues to change their minds.
That's Rick Larson, one of Washington State's congressional representatives. He actually supports the trade bill, but he's concerned that the Republicans have the votes to pass it without the worker retraining legislation.
That would be more than unfortunate. That would be devastating to folks who are thrown out of work.
Jeffrey Schott is with the Peterson Institute for International Economics in Washington. He says the program does have critics. Some say companies should provide this assistance, not the government.
Others feel that the program is justified, but it hasn't been well constructed, and that the current programs are inefficient.
Schott says in the end, though, it may be organized labor, a group that traditionally supports the program, that brings down the president's trade agenda.
The big labor unions, you know, for tactical reasons, have basically pulled the rug out from under him.
It's unclear what's going to happen next. What is clear is that if the worker retraining bill doesn't pass within the trade package, the original program could die. It needs to be reauthorized by the end of September. I'm Ashley Gross for Marketplace.